on the big fight tonight, Delta Plus, vaccination, and an impending third wave. The big question, are we ready? And I can't think of any other person, any better person to answer this question than my guest, our special guest, Dr. N.K. Arora, chairman of the COVID Working Group, member of the NTAGI, the National Technical Advisory Group on Immunization. Thank you very much, Dr. Arora. If I were to ask you point blank, these three issues, crucial issues, right? Delta plus variant, the fact that even now we see a great fluctuation in our immunization exercise, and an impending third wave. Dr. Arora, are we ready?
These three questions are at the top of everybody's mind who is directly or indirectly involved with the COVID-19 pandemic in India. And I will take one by one.
Sure.
Now, we need to appreciate that this so-called Delta Plus variant, which basically a structure of Delta virus plus there is a small mutation which was seen in South African or gamma variant from South Africa. Beta variant, which is from South Africa. It's a mixture of the two, and this is Delta Plus. It is also called AE1. Now, we must appreciate that as the surveillance is going on, genomic surveillance today has become very effective and efficient, and we have been able to pick it up very early. So, and as the cases are accumulating, we are able to share the information, and we know by just a while ago it was 52 cases or something. So that is under control, that where the cases are, and you know, in several cases in Maharashtra, these have been there. And as we understand, Maharashtra has already started taking this basic science and highly scientific information into action. So district-specific action plans are being prepared how to contain the spread of this virus, and similarly in the other parts of the country as it is spreading. Number two, the rate of vaccination. Now, before I talk about the rate of vaccination, here I would like to say that whether it is Delta or Delta Plus or any other variant, the vaccination seems to be effective against severe disease and hospitalization and death. This is across the board. Whatever vaccines are available in our country and a lot of other vaccines which are about which we know, but at least for both of our vaccines, we know. And some of the initial message I saw a little while ago, we had a meeting that the people who are getting these disease with Delta Plus and who have been immunized, they are getting either mild disease or asymptomatic disease. Now, this is very heartening in that sense. So vaccination is critical, and faster we vaccinate and rapidly with which we cover our population, that will be very important. Now, you raised the issue that on the first day we had about 8.6 million and it has come down. Now, we need to look at this, that today also I think we are touching 6 million and it's hovering around 6 million or so, most of these last 4 or 5 days. And because the number of immunization centers have to get going. On the first day, there were 68,000 immunization centers. Now it is hovering around 54 or 53, 10,000 less immunization centers, and that does make a difference. So, and private sector has to chip in now, because private sector is very minimal, it's around less than 2,000. So I think there is need for push both from government side to expand the immunization center as much as possible, and simultaneously private sector has to chip in because they are particularly important from urban side. And I can assure you now the vaccine is not an issue. Vaccines are available, and it is just question that we need to push. And simultaneously, a major social mobilization campaign has to go on in a sustained and aggressive manner so that people come forward. The very fact that we are now seeing that the numbers, although the immunization centers are same, but since vaccine availability has improved, the immunization rate has also increased. It was basically a mean of around 2.5 to 3 million was there. Mm-hmm. Now we are getting around 6, 6.5 million per day. Okay. So I think it is not so bad, but I totally agree that our target is 10 million doses every day. And right. we need to catch to that level as
fast. You know, Dr. Arora, I remember talking to you on this very show where you said that we have the capability of taking our centers up to 75,000, even more if need be. That is our capability.
Sorry? 100,000. 100,000 sites.
Absolutely. I stand corrected. You mentioned 100,000 also. By your own admission, we are at 58,000 or 54,000. Dr. Arora, at a time where availability was the problem, we said, let vaccines be available. We have everything else in place. Now you're saying availability is not the problem. Everybody has to chip in and make sure that the centers are up and running. Dr. Arora, why? Don't we... You know, just wanted to know from you, is there a realization that all of these arms need to work simultaneously and fast? There are many experts who feel that the immunization must be complete not by the end of December, but actually in the next 2-3 months.
You are absolutely right that immunization is our key weapon, key intervention, and it should move fast. And I hope what we are discussing is also heard in other quarters, and the number of centers are increased rapidly. I am very sure that over next a week or so, the centers are likely to be increased or ramped up. If you remember, in April, we had gone up to 75,000. In first half of April, it was up to 75,000. And we need around the same number so that the more and more number of people are there. The other heartening point today is that 2/3 of these current centers are in rural area. And even in rural area where there was a lot of concern, vaccine is being taken up. So I would say it is encouraging, but I totally agree with you that we need to have more immunization centers. So
but
that
Dr. Arora, why did these immunization centers come down? As you said that on the first day they were up and then they've come down by about 10,000. However, we have the capability of 100,000. Why are we around the 50% mark?
I am not today in a position to answer that question, but certainly we can come back on that and discuss it. I really cannot answer that, and I will stop at that.
Okay.
But no, we certainly need more immunization centers. Or immunization centers to ramp up the process.
No, but then Dr. Arora, see, these immunization centers are not just restricted to centers created by the central government. I'm sure there would be state participation also. Would you like to tell us where exactly is the problem? At the state level, central level, private level?
So I must tell you now, since you are asking that, I was avoiding that component and you have come to the point. There are several states, at least 8 or 9 states which need to really bring up the number of centers. Because after all, delivery is given by states and these states need to push up. And that's what I was trying to say. The second component, private sector at one time had promised that they will ramp up and provide up to 20,000 sample centers. Today it is less than 2,000. So you can, and so there is need to be a pressure on private sector who have been doing a great job during all this pandemic, now to come up. And certain these states you are talking about, it's available and in public domain, that those states have to really ramp up the number of sites, because states bring up the number of immunization centers.
Would you like to tell us the states of concern where?
I would avoid that, and maybe we can move on to the next one.
Okay, sure. But you say that this data is available. And
it's available. If you go to COVID platform, you know exactly what is the state.
Sure. I'm going to do this homework and maybe invite you again. And then we can see after a week, maybe when we have more of these centers, hopefully. My next question is on this Delta Plus variant. You answered briefly and touched upon this in your opening comment that the existing vaccines will make sure that serious hospitalization will be prevented. Dr. Arora, do we have conclusive evidence to suggest that vaccines work even against this new mutation or this new variant?
So, the laboratory studies are going on. I must say laboratory studies are going on, and whichever country that, let's say, North America or some of the European countries, where coverage has increased beyond 50% and at least single dose in 60, 70% or 80%, their panic is not there because they see that this particular variant, although it is gradually spreading, but the damage it was expected, it is not causing. Prior to that, I must also say that in a place like UK, where the cases have increased exponentially during last 2 weeks, but serious disease and casualties have not increased so much. And primarily because a large proportion, about I think 48 or 50% is immunized in that country. So whatever is the vaccine, it appears symptomatic disease may be affected. So-called effectiveness, vaccine effectiveness on symptomatic disease may come down. But on serious disease, hospitalization and death, a very significant, I mean, so I think 90% plus efficacy is there if somebody has received two doses of any particular vaccine. And so irrespective, whether it is Covaxin, AstraZeneca, mRNA vaccines, all these vaccines seem to be work pretty well for serious one. And that is why it is important.
You know, Dr. Arora, just want to quickly go back to the point on how do we spruce up the vaccinations. I'm not going to ask you which are the states, because you've already told me where to get that data from. My question to you is, you know, we can't afford a state center lack of coordination. Now, we've seen what havoc a Delta variant wreaked in the second wave. So obviously, I'm sure the priority as far as decision makers like yourself are concerned will be to have this coordination. Is that process happening or not? And by what time can this be fixed? How soon?
So basically, I'm a technical guy. And so we provide that this is what it is. I think program people will be able to answer better, and all this state, center, and some of these are truly program and operational issues.
Sure.
And I'm not the right person. But clearly, we need to see that number of centers are ramped up, increased across the country. That is the way, and so that delivery also becomes better.
Sure.
And particularly in states like Maharashtra and some of the other 10, 11 states where these new cases are coming up. And these are only tip of the iceberg, I must tell you. Like we say 45, 48, 52 cases. These are the tip. I'm sure the number of cases are many more. So because every sample is not genomically sequenced. But the fact is that we need to really work hard and see that as soon as possible, as much as possible, this immunization issue is taken up.
Dr. Arora, two quick questions before I let you go. Realistically speaking, do you think that we can achieve our end of the year target as far as vaccinating all? I'm again coming back to that concern that many experts have raised, that we can't even wait till the end of the year. It has to be done before Diwali or before the festive season, if we want to avoid the third wave.
So I must tell you that the target is reaching 1 crore doses a day. I think we have to be practical. We can't say we will reach 2 crores or something if you are talking about 3 months. Because even if we have 1 crore, 100 days, and then there are interruptions, holidays, weeks, so at least 4 or 5 months are required for one dose. And simultaneously, behind a gap of 1 month or 3 months, there will be another row going on for getting the second dose kind of a thing. So it's very practical kind of a thing that if we are able, and even one dose, as I'm trying to tell you, is very effective. It does prevent. And some of the information which is coming that one dose is 33, double dose is 60, I personally feel there are methodological issues. When we look at the Indian data, whether it is one dose or two dose, I have spoken before also, the breakthrough infection rate is very similar. So I would say there is not much difference. But at least if one doses are given, even that will make a lot of difference to that. And rapidly, as soon as, and I think before the festivals, we should try to give as many people as possible the first dose, and then the second dose keeps on going. But here I would say target has to be 100%. Unless I keep a target of 100%, I will not be able to achieve the desired level where some transmission deceleration or interruption starts taking place, or impact on the ground can be seen.
Dr. Arora, now that availability is not a concern, as you've said, supply lines are restored. Do you think that there is a possibility of reducing the gap between the two Covishield doses? I know availability was only one of the concerns. It was backed by science also, experts have told us. But now that availability, one of the concerns is sorted, do you think the government should reduce the duration?
As I have talked before also about this whole vaccine tracking platform, we are looking at this issue, vaccine effectiveness, in its entirety. And it is the particular type of vaccine, the intervals, and also the geographic area wherein, what is the baseline infection, what is the epidemic state, everything is being looked at, and everything is under review. And as we talked before also, the objective is to provide the best possible protection against the pandemic virus, which is changing its form every time. Here I must also say that at some time we will have to sort of stop thinking every time, because every 10 days a new variant may likely to come. This Delta Plus has come in after we learned recently about Delta. So these things will keep on coming. The question is that along with looking at the genomic sequences, we also need to start thinking in the complete comprehensive manner, immunization on one side and corona appropriate behavior. It has to be comprehensive. Otherwise, it's a no-winner sort of situation. And we may find another, in next 3 months, another three or four variants. What do we do? So issue is not to create panic. You asked another question, very important, third wave. Correct. Third wave is dependent on three factors. One is, what is our baseline seropositivity. Now, in the last 3 months, a ferocious epidemic has occurred across the road, across the country, and a large proportion have been infected in that. So that will make some effect. On top of that, we are rapidly trying to immunize as many as possible. And particularly elderly, a significant proportion have been given at least a single dose and also double dose. Two. And number three, that how the community behaves, whether they just start thronging Shimlas and Nainitals and create traffic jam there.
Well, that's happening, Dr. Arora. It's happening already.
Sorry?
I'm saying it's happening already.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say, that we need to be a little more responsible to ourselves, our families, our mohallas and our communities. I think we need to still restrict ourselves. Kabhi aisa lagta hai jaise jail se chute aur sab log bhag pade. I think that we need to hold on ourselves for some more time.
Dr. Arora, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you very much.